Well, thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And so far this week, we've been looking at the sin of anger. And today, we want to take some time to acknowledge the fact that God is loving, but that he is also just. You know, anger is something that I think most of us struggle with. For some of us, anger looks like losing our patience with our kids, being short with our spouse, losing our cool when we're stuck in traffic, or blowing up on someone at work when we're frustrated. Anger is this very outward expression of our emotions, of our frustration in the moment. But for others of us, anger is more of this very passive-aggressive thing, where we may not lose our cool and we may not blow up on someone, but we hold on to this resentment and bitterness in our heart. And we start to shut down on that person. We cut them out of our life. We become cold and callous towards them. Anger looks different for everyone. And when we talk about anger, we assume that anger, the emotion, is the problem, that anger is always a bad thing. But when you read the Bible, you see that not all anger is bad. There's actually a righteous anger, an anger that honors and pleases the Lord. You know, throughout Scripture, we see where God is angry at times. We see God being angry with the disobedience of the Israelites. We see God being angry when people sin and turn and worship idols instead of him. We see God being angry when his people are mistreated. Throughout the Gospels, we see Jesus being angry at times. He was angry with the religious leaders who were hypocrites and came up with all these extra rules and obligations that people had to follow. He was angry with the merchants who were selling things in the temple. He was angry with his disciples when they wouldn't let the children come to him. So clearly from Scripture, what we see is that anger itself isn't the problem. The issue is the motivation behind our anger. And you see, our anger is not rooted in love. Our anger doesn't tend to be rooted in a sense of justice. Typically for us, our anger is rooted in revenge and payback and resentment. I need to get even with this person. I need to make this person pay. But you see, God's anger is always good. His anger is always holy. And when God is angry, he doesn't lose his cool on us and retaliate. He doesn't become passive aggressive with us. He's not trying to get back at us or get even with us. No, his anger is rooted in his justice and his love. And because God is just, his anger is always appropriate. It's never out of line. And it's always in the service of his love for us, leading us back to him. Now, I love this description that we find in Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 and 7. It says this: "And God passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.'" You see, God's anger is a slow anger, an anger that is patient and kind. God is compassionate. He is gracious. He is loving, but he is also holy and he is also just. So let's take some time today just to reflect and acknowledge that our God is loving and that our God is just. And for some of us, that may lead us to a place of thankfulness, where we look at our life and we're thankful for the slow anger of God, that God has been much more gracious and compassionate with us than we ever deserved. But maybe for some of us, it also needs to lead to a place of repentance. We've almost been trying to take advantage of the fact that God is gracious and compassionate and he's slow to anger. And we need to recognize that God is also just, that God is holy, that he calls us to repentance. He calls us to reject and to flee from sin. God is loving, God is gracious, but God is just, God is holy, and his anger is always good. So let me take a moment to pray for us now and then give you a chance to pray as well. So God, we thank you that we can trust your character, that the pictures of anger and frustration that we see in our world that come from our life are not reflective of your anger. Your anger is holy and just and loving and compassionate. God, we thank you that you have a slow anger, that you are patient with us, that you don't try to get back at us, God, but that your kindness, Lord, is what leads us to repentance. So God, help us to reflect on that today. Help us to rest in that. And God, help us to respond in a way that honors you. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.